Slide 1. 2024 Annual Conference on Independent Living. Back to the Future. Presented by the National Council on Independent Living. Alt text, conference logo, Black Sans Serif text says, A Back to the Futurea. To the right, digital font in bright, bold orange says, A2024A. Underneath, NCIL logo, National Council on Independent Living Annual Conference on Independent Living. Slide 2. Successful Transitions, the collaboration of Florida Centers for Independent Living, CILS, and Sunshine Health. July 25, 2024. Bridget Smith, Director, Case Management. Donna Melagy, Vice President, Case Management. Slide 3. Agenda. Intro. Program Overview. Impact/Need. Program Development. Program Implementation. Key Findings. Q&A. Slide 4. Who we are. 2.6 million. Members statewide. 14 offices. 3,000 employees. 2,100 support and GAHCARE management. 100,000 providers in our network. 600 plus community partners. 14 offices. Office locations. 11 community connection centers. Medicaid. Long-term care. Medicare. DSNP. Marketplace. Child welfare. Serious mental illness. CMS health plan. Alt text, Sunshine Health logo, I Am Better logo, WellCare logo, and Children's Medical Services logo. To the right is a map of Florida with circles and stars indicating office and community connection locations. Slide 5. Program Overview. Slide 6. History of Sunshine Health ES Nursing Home Transition Program. Sunshine Health knows that independent and safe living is important to our members. We can help you learn your choices to make the best choice for you. Your options could be moving into the community, which can entail living with a relative or friend, or moving into your own home. With the right supports in place, you can be safe, happy, and healthy living in the community. Alt text, infographic with different facts about their transition program. Slide 7. Discussion point. What are some unique ways you support transitions in your market/state? Slide 8. Overview. Sunshine Health's Community Transition and Stabilization Program is a partnership program between Sunshine Health, Florida Association of Centers for Independent Living, FASIL, and the local Centers for Independent Living, SIL, throughout the state of Florida. This program is designed to provide pre- and post-transition support and resources to ensure members' inclusion and independence in the community. SIL services will be offered over a period, starting with more intense assistance and reducing as the member's needs stabilizes. Sunshine Health is partnering with SIL partners to focus on ASCENT pre-transition services, ASCENT post-transition services, ASCENT additional community transition and stabilization services. Slide 9. Program Need. According to the Nursing Home Transition Programs Perspectives of State Medicaid Officials, nursing home transition programs are viewed as one strategy to help reduce the high levels of Medicaid spending associated with nursing home care. Moreover, it is a well-known fact that transitioning home improves the quality of life for those members. Slide 10. Member Impact. Empowerment. Independence. Productivity of individual. Transition support. Affordable housing assistance. Alt text, two images of wheelchair users in the community. Slide 11. Partnership. Alt text, Sunshine Health plus FASIL plus 17 SIL partners equals Sunshine Health's Community Transition and Stabilization Program. Slide 12. Cross-sector partnership benefit. Addressing member needs. Service referral. Access to clinical and non-clinical services. Resources advantages. Leveraging expertise and skills. Financial and technical support. Collaboration. Addresses SDOH needs. Improved health outcomes. Cross-sector partnerships can have positive impact on healthcare outcomes, cost, and directly benefit Medicaid beneficiaries. 2017 Nonprofit Finance Fund, a registered trademark, Center for Healthcare Strategies, Alliance for Strong Families and Communities. Slide 13. Discussion point. Are you currently partnering with a managed care organization? MCO? Slide 14. Program development and implementation. Slide 15. Development. Program development entailed assessing the opportunity, identifying the SIL's strengths, strengthening relationships, process mapping and development, partnership buy-in, collaboration. Slide 16. Development. Alt text, infographic with text, program purpose, member criteria, services and reimbursement, roundtable discussions, referrals and reporting tracker, resources, communication material, training. Slide 17. Implementation. Slide 18. Program design. Alt text, infographic with text, program design, brainstorming sessions, feedback and buy-in from FASIL and SIL partners, finalized program design and communication material, internal staff training, FASIL training, SIL partners meet and greet. Slide 19. Program design. Alt text, infographic with text, roundtable expectations, program implementation, FASIL and SIL ongoing meetings, ongoing data analysis, program tracking and monitoring, continuous process improvement. Slide 20. Member criteria. Alt text, two columns. First column, nursing home transition, 18 to 59, may or may not have health conditions, disabilities, desire to live independently. Second column, additional services, 18-59, adults with disabilities, assistive technology needed. Slide 21. Transition services. Alt text, daughter bonding with father in wheelchair. Slide 22. Pre-transition. Alt text, infographic of pre-transition process. Slide 23. Post-transition services. Transition support coordination. Life skills training. Personal adjustment counseling. Assistive technology needs. Assessment for nursing home transitions. Alt text, a person in person pouring water into a glass. Slide 24. Post-transition services. Alt text, infographic of post-transition services. Slide 25. Program communication, reporting and resources. Slide 26. Communication and resources. Alt text, two boxes. First box, communication and collaboration, conduct case conferences and outreaches. Second box, support and resources, program guide, housing support team. Slide 27. Roundtable discussions. Alt text, infographic about the roundtable process. Slide 28. Program results. Slide 29. Success stories. Slide 30. Discussion point. How many of you have successful nursing home transition / managed care organization partnership stories? Slide 31. Young and independent. Sunshine Health and CILS of Palm Beach and Miami-Dade. Member is a 22-year-old male that did not want to spend the rest of his life in a facility but was unsure about how to transition. Through this collaboration, the member was able to receive assistance in the following areas. Housing. Assistance with applying for low-income housing. Furniture. Durable medical equipment. Motorized wheelchair. Social Security card. Birth certificate and Florida ID. Coordinated transportation. Transition financial assistance. Household items. Member signed a lease and was given keys to his new home that he will reside in with his sister, caregiver, on November 30. Alt text, a person and person sitting in a wheelchair. Slide 32. Celebrating 6-plus month milestones in the community. Sunshine Health and CILS of Northwest Central Florida. Member is a 68-year-old female residing in Gainesville. Member relocated from a skilled nursing facility to a private home in September 2023. Through this collaboration, the member was able to receive the following. Locate and obtain approval for a low-income apartment. Medicare-covered equipment. Home community-based services. Furnishings. Financial assistance. Public transportation support. Assistive technology devices. Post-transition wellness checks. Obtaining a mobility scooter. Member has been able to reside independently and safely again in the community and has been in community for more than 6 months. Alt text, a person using a device, a wheelchair user holding a dress. Slide 33. Celebrating positive impact and increased independence. Sunshine Health and Disability Achievement Center, Largo, FL, collaborated to serve the needs of a member. Member moved into a setting of their choice from a nursing facility but needed some additional assistive devices that he was lacking. Disability Achievement Center was able to obtain a Rojo cushion, shoehorn, and assist with getting a properly fitted wheelchair. Alt text, a person walking with a dog. Slide 34. Results and sustainability. Slide 35. Program results. Alt text, infographic of program results. Footnote, as of June 2024, please note that this is based on a 6 months program time frame. Slide 36. Program sustainability. Lead agency role. Continuous flow of referrals. Ongoing communication. Process improvement and health outcomes monitoring. Data analysis. Slide 37. Lessons learned and program improvements. Slide 38. Program improvements. Alt text, infographic of program improvements. Slide 39. Lessons learned. Internal champion. Managing expectations. Strong lead agency, FACIL. Recognizing the uniqueness of each SIL. Coordinating with SILS/FACIL's business/accounting department, initially. Effective communication process between partners. Affordable housing needs. Consultant partnership. Aligning with Florida Alliance for Assistive Services and Technology and Home for Life Design for a standardized home evaluation assessment. Slide 40. Interested in the program? If you are re-interested in receiving a copy of our SILS program guide, please reach out to our Centene LTSS market point of contacts. Slide 41. Questions?